And every day he gave new evidence to his friends that he could scarcely hold all the wise thoughts that came to him. For instance, one day he said to his father,
"I perceive our dog has 6 legs."
"Oh, no," replied his father, "our dog has only 4 legs." "You are surely mistaken, sir," said Solomon, with the gravity that comes from great wisdom.
"These are our dog's 4 legs, are they not?"
pointing to the front legs of the dog.
"Yes,"
answered his father.
"Well," continued Solomon, "the dog has 2 other legs besides, and 2 and 4 are 6. Therefore the dog has 6 legs.
"But that is very old," exclaimed his father.
"True," replied Solomon, "but this is a young dog."
Then his father bowed his head in shame that his own child should teach him wisdom. Of course, Solomon wore glasses upon his eyes, all wise people wear them, and his face was ever grave and solemn, while he walked slowly and stiffly, so that people might know he was the celebrated wise man and do him reverence. And when he had grown to manhood, the fame of his wisdom spread all over the world, so that all the other wise men were jealous and tried in many ways to confound him. But Solomon always came out ahead and maintained his reputation for wisdom. Finally, a very wise man came from Cumberland to meet Solomon and see which of them was the wisest. He was a very big man, and Solomon was a very little man, and so the people all shook their heads sadly and feared Solomon had met his match. For if the Cumberland man was as full of wisdom as Solomon, he had much the advantage in size. They formed a circle around the 2 wise men, and then began the trial to see which was the wisest.
"Tell me,"
said Solomon, looking straight up into the big man's face with an air of confidence that reassured his friends,
"how many sisters has a boy who has 1 father, 1 mother, and 7 brothers?
The big wise man got very red in the face, and scowled, and coughed, and stammered, but he could not tell.
I do not know," he acknowledged, "nor do you know either, for there is no rule to go by."
"Oh, yes, I know," replied Solomon. "He has 2 sisters. I know this is the true answer, because I know the boy and his father and his mother and his brothers and his sisters, so that I cannot be mistaken."
Now all the people applauded at this, for they were sure Solomon had got the best of the man from Cumberland. But it was now the big man's turn to try Solomon, so he said, "Finger."